Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations and greetings of the season, as they say. If it's Merry Christmas, that's good for me. If it's Happy Hanukkah, if it's Kwanzaa, if it's, I don't know what other things we have, but with me tonight is B.J. Whitehouse, the director and famous teacher and just all-around good guy of the Jamestown Community Chorus. He's back again. Welcome back. Nice to have you here in the studio with us.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to come and chat with you.
It's fun to have you here and glad to be doing it in person. I know that at the beginning of the pandemic, we had you on talking about music in general and some of the things the chorus might be anticipating. But at that time, I don't think we knew it would be so long before we'd still be involved with this. And I have to say, you look great.
Now, this is an
inside joke there, because this is radio.
Yeah.
And BJ is here in the studio with me, and his mask is a singer's mask. So he looks a little like Donald Duck with glasses.
I appreciate that. I'd go more with Scrooge McDuck, if you don't mind.
Okay. But the singer's mask, it works great. You sound perfectly normal.
Well, who would, I mean, think about it, back when we were chatting earlier, who would have thought that we'd be at this point? And as a singer, it's extraordinarily frustrating. So it turns out that purchasing the mask through a Broadway group is actually helping to support actors who are out of work because, well, all the theaters are dark.
Well, I'm going to need to get one of those. I actually like the way it sounds, and once you get by the initial shock of how it looks.
It's well, I suggest that you get there. They come in this color, this kind of
beige,
and black.
Okay,
and black is a little more formal.
All right. Oh, well, you know me, I'm a formal kind of guy, so we'll do that. But we want to find out today about the Jamestown Community Chorus and what's been going on, and in life in general. But yesterday was a big day for you. Tell our audience what happened.
Oh, it was very, very exciting. As you know, the singing is the super spreader of the pandemic. And so the idea of singing together is impossible. You just can't stand next to each other.
Chorally, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, just the way it goes right now. So what we did is we came up with an all-virtual concert, which means we met in very small groups, socially distanced with vertical ventilation and masks and everything. And we chose a few songs and then readings and greetings and put it all together into a concert. It's about an hour long. Mm-hmm. And we have two virtual chorus pieces in which members of the chorus who were comfortable, who were able to do so, recorded their own parts of these two carols, very familiar carols. And we had an engineer put them all together into virtual choruses. And then in addition to that, we have soloists and duets, as well as quartets. And I think one of the most fascinating, or one of the most charming aspects of it, is we have holiday greetings from our neighbors and from town officials and from friends. I mean, my stepbrother from Wellington, Ohio, weighs in with a Merry Christmas. So it's just...
I didn't get a call, BJ.
You didn't read the memo, did you? So, I mean, I really think it's very charming to see folks who are just, you know, the Jamestown Police Department put together one for us, and the town administrator and the rec department, and the clergy, members of the clergy put them together, and then just folks sent these things in, and they're these little short things they recorded on their phone that said, Happy Holidays, and so forth. So, it's a very charming program, and Though it premiered yesterday, you can go to YouTube and watch it anytime you'd like.
All right. So what's the address? How do people find it?
Well, if you go to YouTube, just put in Jamestown Community Chorus. I'm not going to try to spell out the URL for it because why bother? Just type in Jamestown Community Chorus, and there's a number of videos, but this one is the
most recent,
aptly named 2020 Virtual Holiday Concert.
There you go. Well, that sounds great. I'll have to check that out. And that's something you can do anytime, so there's no schedule. Find yourself an hour or so when you want to relax. Get yourself a favorite beverage, whether it's a cup of coffee or some eggnog or adult beverage of your choice. Sit in your favorite chair, and there you go. Give a listen.
Actually, and you can listen to it. We had an interesting call. You can listen to it on your, your virtual assistant or whatever. You can say, Alexa, please play the virtual concert. And a fellow from Jamestown who has a Facebook page put it together so you can listen to it if you want to. You can just tell your assistant to say, hey, play the virtual concert, and boom.
Well, that's very cool. I have one of those in my dining room, and every once in a while I'll be in a conversation with my wife, and I have to mention the word Alexa, and she'll start blabbering away. And so now we can, while we're having dinner, be listening.
There you go.
Now, it is a video also.
Oh, it's all video.
So in other words, when you go to YouTube, do it on a device where you can watch it.
You can, but I mean, the audio is, it's carols and singing and readings and poetry. But the video, I think, is important in that you get to see who's doing it.
Right.
And,
right.
And a lot of folks, I mean, we have 2 degrees of separation here in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a feeling, if you live in Cumberland, you're going to know somebody who's singing in the chorus or one of the soloists or whatever.
Absolutely. And as you and I have discovered, it's 2 degrees of anywhere in the country pretty much now. It's
anymore,
amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's how things have changed. And I know somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody. And there you go.
You and I are
right.
I mean, we start talking about barbershop music.
Right.
I know an awful lot of the folks you know.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And even though you're not in the organization, you college roommate and so forth, and so there we go. We're familiar with all of our friends, so that's great. So check that out on YouTube, Jamestown Community Chorus, and give that a watch when you can. Not now, because you want to listen to the rest of the program tonight, but BJ has brought some music with him, and this first is just a little short piece. What is this little short piece you have here?
Well, this little short piece is sung by me.
Oh.
And I decided that we would start our discussion. This is from the original White Christmas known as Holiday Inn,
mm-hmm.
and it's Irving Berlin's
favorites, yeah.
Happy Holiday, just a quick one, and you're going to hear somebody crooning like nobody's business.
I can't wait.
Happy Holiday!
There you have the world premiere of B.J. Whitehouse on WCRI, the classical station. Are we the first radio station to play that?
Yeah, of course you are.
Well, there you go. I can't thank you enough for letting us be the one that brought the stardom to Rhode Island.
Well, there's another notch in the handle. So.
Well, it was very nice. It was very well done, and it's always fun to hear songs like that, and it was great for you to do that. And then the chorus got involved and put together some other music, which we're going to listen to tonight throughout the program. Is everything we're going to hear tonight also part of the YouTube presentation?
Everything, yes.
Okay. So this is kind of a review of what happened yesterday on their YouTube announcement that came out at 4 o'clock yesterday. But remember, you can go anytime you want. Just look up Jamestown Community Chorus. About how many people are involved? I know that in my situation, my chorus, which is about 50 men, we get about half of them to participate, on Zoom video rehearsals and things like that. How is that going for you?
That's pretty much the same. For the community course, we have normally sing with about 50 people.
Yeah.
And so I told everybody at the outset, you have to be comfortable with this. And by comfort, I meant that when you come to a rehearsal, we had to do it by section. We did it for 25 minutes per section. Took 15 minutes for the air to exchange. We actually went to Fort Getty Pavilion our first two nights, and it was a little chilly. So we chatted with the folks at the rec department who were very cooperative. So we made sure that everybody was socially distanced for singers. I mean, 15 feet apart.
Right.
As well as masks. Yeah. And we had the ventilation, and it's the good news there is vertical, so it sucks everything out.
Right.
And I said, if you're comfortable coming, please feel free. And if you're not, you can always weigh in from home. Mm-hmm. So some folks stayed at home and were able to send in their virtual course piece that way. And then everybody else who chose to come to the rehearsals, we did it right there.
Excellent. In our case, we're Zoom only still. We did all of this by individual recordings when we do ours, but and maybe you know, maybe down the road I'll get to play one of ours when it comes out. We got a big one coming out next week, virtual chorus. So I'll let our audience at some point hear that.
I think you should, because one of the things about this pandemic that has been so frustrating for everyone who sings is you can't sing together.
Right.
You just can't stand next to each other and sing. So this is not the same. But it's not bad.
No, it's at least I don't want to say occupying time, because it's not that at all. It's a joy to be able to have something.
Exactly.
That you can.
And I think in the video too that everybody was so excited about it. No matter how you look at it, in our grid work where we have the 28 singers or whatever it is, you can sit there and you can pick out your uncle, or you can pick out your mom, or you can pick out yourself, or whatever it happens to be. The thing that I really enjoyed about it was everybody gets to see themselves when they're singing, and they need to look up and follow the director.
Well, there's no hiding in this.
Exactly.
When you're in a chorus of 50 people and you're performing live, you know, it's possible that you might not even be noticed by somebody if you're doing something wrong. But here?
Yeah, don't say that out loud. I tell my chorus that because there's 50 of us and there's 150 in the audience, somebody's going to be looking at you every second.
Right.
May not be the same person.
Well, I do it by telling our chorus, just pretend that someone's taking a video and they happen to be zooming in on you and you don't know when. So you better keep it going all the time.
I'll reserve any more comments about that situation.
All right. What do we have next?
Well, as I said, we had some solos, and now we have had duets. And this is a quartet. So four of us got together, and we just did a very four-square arrangement of an old favorite by Jay Pierpoint. I think you'll recognize Jingle Bells.
One, two, three. Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what
Now, did I hear you say that you were in that quartet?
I stepped up. I was going to say stepped up, but I guess I stepped down to sing bass on that one.
Well, now you're a real man.
There you go. It's taken me this long. But Helen Glynn is our soprano in that. My wife, Christine Ariel, is the alto, and one of my best friends, Bruce Forsman, is singing the tenor part.
Excellent. All right. Sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to watching this and seeing it and listening. It's always great to hear something a little bit different than what I'm used to. So you have a nice four-part arrangement, but wasn't barbershop, so it's different for me.
Well, there you go. This is about as four square as you can get.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, we have time for one more before our first break. What will that be?
Well, we are so lucky to have for our accompanist, Don Chung, who is a fabulous pianist. And if you check out the video, you can see her. She does a ballroom dance with her partner as well. Very talented young lady. But in this case, she's going to be playing the piano, and she's playing an arrangement of one of my wife's favorite songs, Let There Be Peace on Earth.
All right, we'll listen to that, then we'll take a short break and be back with more of B.J. Whitehouse and the Jamestown Community Chorus. Jamestown Community Chorus is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations, and a big weekend for them, as yesterday they debuted their new video on YouTube. And with me is B.J. Whitehouse. I'm Mike Mano. And it's interesting, B.J., when you talk about making a video and all the facets, all the things that go into it. You had to arrange those special rehearsals and sections. You had to arrange camera people. You had to arrange the accompanists. How involved were you with the actual mixing of the video?
Oh, well, I was instrumental or vocal all the way up to the point of having all of the video and audio edited, just chopped to where it's supposed to be. But we hired somebody up in Massachusetts, David Combo is his name, who was recommended to me by a friend to edit the actual virtual chorus piece. So when you see the grid work up on a screen, we hired somebody. And the good news is we hired somebody who did it beautifully and very quickly. But we also got a grant from Choral Arts New England.
Wow.
To an emergency grant to be able to pay for it. So we were going to pay for it anyway, but we were so excited that we were one. There were 20 grants awarded out of, I think there was something like 70 or 80 applications. So the community chorus was able to hire David. I sent the raw video and audio via, you know, Dropbox and everything else.
Yeah.
And he put it all together, had it back in a heartbeat. I mean, it was amazing how quickly he could do it.
Wow.
But you have to keep in mind, some of the people sent it in from home.
Yeah.
Some of the people did it socially distanced in our rehearsals and so forth. It was quite a production, to say the least.
Yeah. Tough to gather all of that information and so forth. Quite a project, so something you can be very proud of. We have music that we're listening to tonight that's involved in that production that you can listen to on YouTube or watch on YouTube. What do you have for us next?
Well, this is one of the virtual chorus pieces, and I couldn't be any prouder of the singers who had to. If you've ever sung in a chorus before and you've had to sing a solo, it can be very daunting. Well, everybody had to sing a solo.
Everybody.
Everybody had to sing their part.
Oh, there you go. Right. Okay. Of course, to make it. Yeah.
Exactly. So you had to stand up and sing it, either at home or whatever, and here it is. And I promised everybody that the only people who would ever hear it would be the engineer, myself, and whoever the singer was.
As an individual.
So. Right. We have 28 singers, I believe, in the video. And so the fun part about it is you get to listen to it, and we're going to listen to a very familiar Carol Deck the Hall. But on the video, you get to watch all of the singers in the grid singing, and it kind of looks like the Brady Bunch or something. So I'm very, very proud of our singers.
All right, let's listen to Deck the Halls. Jamestown Community Chorus. The only way you can hear them right now is on YouTube for another, what, maybe 6 months, 8 months, who knows.
we'll leave it up at least through the holiday season.
Right. But no, I mean, as far as being able to hear them live.
It's going to be, what I understand, I was just telling you, Mike, that listening to a news report, and it could be a long time before we're standing next to each other again.
Could be next fall, although we'll take advantage of the warmer weather when that term comes around and maybe get together in a park or a parking garage or something like that, social distance. A lot of groups have been doing that. A lot of groups have been working at drive-ins and using the FM frequencies to sing in their car and so forth. So a lot of creativity has gone on.
That's exactly what we did this past September. We had a talent show. A drive-in talent show with an FM transmitter, and folks could drive up, and everybody who performed, we had out on the field at Lawn School in Jamestown, and everybody was really great about it, and we had such great response from the community about that, that you got to go do something.
Sure, yeah.
And I mean, at this time, I mean, I don't know about you, but my social calendar is pretty open.
You know, I have a gazillion Zoom meetings and interviews and things like that, but it's always interesting because somebody can call me up and say, what about at 4 o'clock this afternoon? I say, oh, okay, which we never could do before.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you never set up a meeting that day or for the next day. You always had to plan it and when you were going to drive there and when and so forth. And, you know, so the good news for some of us is that those meetings that take place in different parts of the country, I can now do in, you know, in my PJs.
I warn, if you have not watched the video yet, I need to warn you because the opening of the entire concert is a Zoom meeting in which our president of the board, Mark Mayle, is holding a meeting. And he says, I'd like to welcome everybody here. And it starts off with, this is a Zoom meeting a few months ago. And so he says, does anybody have any ideas for our holiday concert? And of course, everybody in the meeting goes nuts. And they start singing and dancing and playing their instruments and doing all this stuff. And he says, don't make me mute you. Well, he has to mute us all because we're all having way too much fun.
Right.
And then he introduces the program.
Excellent. All right. Let's get to another piece of music. What's next?
Well, I'm thinking right offhand is, you had mentioned a few holidays at this time of year. You forgot one, the winter solstice.
Oh, that's right.
And so this song, Drive the Cold Winter Away, is a very old song, probably about the 16th century, and it's a poem that is usually sung around the solstice. And we are going to listen to a harpist who's very close to my heart. It's my wife, and she plays the harp. And this is an English folk song, Drive the Cold Winter Away.
Music. I have always enjoyed listening to the harp, and it's one of those things where maybe it's like eating lobster. It's not something you do every day, but when you do, you enjoy it. At least most people do. So I love listening to the harp, but I don't get to hear enough of it.
Well, it's first of all, it's not a very portable instrument.
Right.
And she's playing a large, she's not playing a full concert harp there. That's not a pedal harp. But it was custom made by a fellow out in the Berkshires, and she's been playing for a few years now. But in the past 2 years, it is wonderful walking into the house, and she's practicing, and she practices all the time.
You have your own angel.
It's nothing like it. And in this particular song, we've known this, we've sung this and recited. In fact, prior to her performance, Patricia Moore, one of our singers, recites the poem prior to this in the video. So you get to see, you know, okay, what is the song about? And then Chris plays it.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's beautiful music. All right. We have time for another one before our next break. What'll this be?
Well, this is one of our soloists, and this is probably one of the beautiful. It's an American carol, I Wonder as I Wander, John Jacobs Niles. And Jeanette Gamache is one of our one of the sopranos in the chorus, and she does a really beautiful job, accompanied by our pianist, Don Chung. I Wonder as I Wander Out Under the Sky. It's a beautiful song.
All right, we'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more. Conducting Conversations is the name of the program. I'm Mike Mano, very happy to be sitting with B.J. Whitehouse, the music director of the Jamestown Community Chorus, and we've been listening to music that's been played on their YouTube presentation, which debuted yesterday, and you can check it out. Just kind of Google or go to YouTube and put in Jamestown Community Chorus, and you'll find it.
Absolutely.
And you can also watch, obviously. It's a video, so it sounds very cute. A lot of stuff in there with lots of people involved. I guess between the 28 or so singers, you have your accompanist, you have a harpist that we just heard, your wife, and then there's other people involved that were involved in putting it together. And so the good news is that you got all of this done with a grant from the Choral Arts Association?
Choral Arts New England, definitely. Yes. We got an emergency grant, and it paid for all the engineering for the virtual chorus pieces.
Excellent. All right. While we were taking the break, you said something that I found very interesting. You're not looking for any new music students for you personally, but you have one that's she's a little over 50, A little over 60, over 70.
Yeah, keep going, right.
Yeah, keep going and tell it.
Well, I think what's fascinating about this, you know, a couple of things, Mike. When you bring up Betty, she's 94.
Betty.
And I don't think that she would be shy at all to hear this this story. She went to the Juilliard Preparatory School in 1940.
Wow.
And or 41, perhaps. And she is an excellent musician, and she's one of my students, and so we still meet masked, but we sing, and she loves singing in harmony. And so I think that is indicative of what has been so difficult during this pandemic, being able to sing at all.
Right.
You're singing at home, or you're singing along with the radio, or in the car, that's fine. But standing next to 49 other people singing beautiful choral music is very, well, it's dangerous is what
it
is.
Right.
So we don't do it. So everything you hear, for example, the next song we're going to hear was sung by a quartet, but they're standing in the rec center 15 feet apart with the vertical ventilation and the doors open and so forth, so that everybody is safe. And we rehearsed all the way up to that moment with masks on. And then when we did the actual video, I said, if you're comfortable, I mean, we have to take the masks off now. And they were all apprised of that. They were all set. And so the video is unmasked, but you can bet every other moment they were in that room, and they were never, we followed the governor's dictates to the letter. And
excellent.
So I'm very pleased that we were able to put this together, given the restrictions of this pandemic.
All right. What song is this?
This is Mr. Whitehouse's favorite Christmas carol, Es ist ein Rosensprungen, and it shows up twice in this program. This time we're going to listen to it in English, Lo, How a Rose Are Blooming, sung by a quartet. But friend Christina Gravdahl, who is from Sweden, sings it earlier in the program in Swedish by herself. But this is the quartet version.
BJ, some wonderful music that you've brought to us tonight, and congratulations on a tremendous effort to get this out on YouTube and the video and the singing and coordinating all that for the Jamestown Community Chorus. And I know that you've always come on the program and given credit to other people that help you out. I'm sure that it's the same for this event, right?
Absolutely. Everybody has pitched in. Everybody has had to, you had to show up, pretty much, whether it was showing up from your home, sending in the video, or showing up at the rec center or Fort Getty or wherever we happen to be. So in this case, it still costs. We still have to rent. We still have to pay. We still have to expend. So if folks are in any way, shape, or form, they can go to our website, jamestownchorus.com, and there's different ways to donate. You can send a tax-exempt donation to P.O. Box 602 in Jamestown, Rhode Island. You can donate through PayPal, and all the instructions are on the website for that. I'm not even going to mention contabile50@gmail.com because nobody knows what that means. That's the address. But we have, I'd like to thank our accompanist Don Chung, who showed up and played, and then she put in the video of her dancing and the video of her playing. She has a wonderful little speech there before the song, too, that I hope everybody gets a chance to listen to. So at that point, yeah, there's a lot of people. The board we met for the board of directors had to meet via Zoom, and we all pitched in.
Excellent. It's great when everybody does a little bit, and it makes it go smoother, and it's more fun for everybody.
Absolutely.
To say I had a part of that. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming in. We have two pieces of music left. We're going to put them back to back, and tell us about the first one and then the second one.
Well, this one here is, these two young ladies came up to me and said, we know this duet from Messiah by Handel. And I said, really? And so Helen Glynn and Judy Stickney, accompanied by Don Chung, put together this beautiful, it's recitative in air, then the blind shell, it just went out of my mind. But you're going to hear Helen start singing, and then Judy joins in afterwards. And then we're going to end the whole program with another virtual chorus piece, Adeste Fidelis, better known as O Come All Ye Faithful.
All right. Once again, thanks to BJ for coming in. Have a great and safe holiday season.
Yeah, same to you, Mike.
And to the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.